set no cuts budgets and fight for the funds. Councils have all the tools to solve the crisis. They only lack the resources to do so. The Tories have repeatedly shown they don't care throughout the pandemic. Labour still has control of many local councils in the UK. Rather than building homes working class people can't afford, such as the Meridian Water Development in Enfield, North London, they could be the example of how to move forward. Councils face a net shortfall of at least £6 billion this year, and 8 out of 10 are facing local authorities' version of bankruptcy, research by the Centre for Progressive Policy has found. But while extra spending on services during the COVID-19 crisis has exacerbated this, councils have spent a decade dutifully carrying out the Tories' cuts. Rather than sinking without a fight, councillors need to stand up and refuse to make ordinary people pay for this government's austerity drive. Set no cuts, needs budgets to address the housing crisis. Action like this was taken by Liverpool's Labour Council, led by Militant, the forerunner of the Socialist Party, when it refused to implement Tory austerity in the 1980s. From 1984 to 1987, the city built 5,000 quality new homes. Liverpool Council did this by asking the city's working class what housing it wanted, then building them, and leading workers in mass demonstrations and strikes to win more funding from Westminster to cover the costs. Today, councils have huge reserves and borrowing powers they could use to fund immediate social needs alongside launching a similar campaign for more funding from central government. Councillors must commit to this fight, or step aside for working class fighters who will,